Today's Mishnah in Masechet Machshirin, brought to you from Eretz HaKadesh, is Perek Hey, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Okay, so you remember yesterday, the last thing we talked about was the question of whether something cold was falling into something hot. And we said that it's possible that the dinim of Nitzuk over there would be very different, because since there's steam that's rising from underneath, that condensed steam is actually metame, the mayim that's in the nitzuk. And because of that, the glass would also, the one on top that you're pouring from, would also be mekabel tuma from that mayim. So this continues the same idea of the zeya that's coming from the heated liquid at the bottom. So here we're talking about a woman. Now, Isha shall you yadea tahorot. So she is fine. She washed her hands, everything's good, and she is stirring the food, but the food itself is tummy. Now, if her hands got wet from the steam that was rising, so then her hands become tummy. So if there was enough steam that was coming up while she was stirring, that her hands became wet from that steam, then her hands become tame, because it's like touching, like we said yesterday, it's like touching the mayim tameim. And midrabbanan, obviously, otherwise there's no mashkim can be metame and adam, but the rabbanan were gozer that mashkim tameim were two gezeras. First of all, mashkim tameim are always chozrim liot rishon, remember? No matter what level of tumah it is, because of the gezerah of mashkim, that there are mashkim that are av hatumah. So we made mashkim, those are body fluids, so we made mashkim a rishon always, and we gave the halacha that even though normally an adam cannot be mekabel tumah from a rishon, and kalim cannot be mekabel tumah from a rishon, but there's a certain level of tumah, an unusual level of tumah on adam, and an unusual level of tumah on kalim. And it's left unusual, so people should understand that it's only derabbanan, in which only your hands become tame, which of course doesn't make sense, b'diraisa. How could hands be tame and the rest you be tar? And also that the kalim are betame, the outside of the kalim, okay? There's no such thing as only an outside being tame, but we made those special gezeres. And anyway, so over here, once her hands became damp from the steam, so then her hands became tameh. And now, if it starts the other direction, let's say that she had yadah were tameot, and she was stirring, she wasn't coming in contact with the liquid that she's stirring, so the soup remains tar. But in that case, if her hands get wet, so then the soup also is considered to be tummy, because the steam that's rising actually are considered to be also like a nitzik. The whole thing is tummy. So the same way it goes up and it's mitame we had in the previous Mishnah, it goes down, it's mitame the soup that's in the pot. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it doesn't go down. It only goes up if her hands actually dripped, not off. If they actually dripped into the pot. Yes, so then some of the tame mashke that was on her hands went back into the pot and were metame it. But otherwise, we don't say that the nitzuk works going down in when it's hot. Now let's take another case. Let's take a case where somebody, he's got a store in which he sells grapes. And he weighs the grapes, and every time he weighs the grapes, and he puts the grapes onto I think they call it a pan.
Pan.
Yeah, so if you put it on the pan of the scale, a little bit of grape juice is left behind on that pan. Now, by the end of the day, you got a lot of grape juice there, but the yayin in that cuff, in the hand, the pan of the scale is tahar, because you don't want your grapes to be leaking out. I mean, you're selling grapes that should be full usable for making wine. Why in the world would you be necha to have the grapes dripping? But the moment that you pick up that pan and you pour everything into a jar because you want to actually have grape juice, then, of course, at that point, like all of the cases of Ma'areh, at that point, it's considered to be L'ratzon, and it becomes a kiyutan dumya l'kiyitain. Even though you didn't squeeze it, nonetheless, now it would be marshing. Hareze dome. You know what this is like? It's like the story that we had before of Saleh Zeitim v'anavim kishehim minatfim. So we said over there that there is, we're going to have more of this later, actually, in the next parak, that things that are going to be dripping out of a basket are going to be going to waste. So because of that, if it's dripping into a basket, which is not waterproof, so over there it would not be machshir, because it's not called l'ratzon. Hadran alach mi shetaval.